Hello, welcome once again to the Candid Cast. I have with me my very dear sister, Mrs. Toni Omolaoye. She will continue her series of interview to enlighten our audience. Thank you. You have been a blessing.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. It's my pleasure to be here again. Today, there's a very critical matter that I really want us to talk about, and that's about integrity.
Yes.
So everyone is saying that this society is so hard to maintain integrity somewhere along, even when you make up your mind that I want to do things the right way, you know, that something would want to challenge you to cut corners. And if you're not trying to cut corners, it is so hard to go. Can you please talk about integrity, this subject of integrity? I'd like you to please talk about it, because it looks like if you make up your mind to do things rightly, to go through due process, you get to pay more for it. You get to suffer for it, in quotes. So I'd like you to please encourage us as young people what we can do in this kind of society to maintain the standard of integrity.
I've always said that shortcut is the longest route to anything. When you try to do things, like when you are talking of integrity, let's start from the school system. Some people will tell you that if you did not cheat, you cannot pass exam. But that's not true.
That's not true.
It's not true. You find people who stayed straight, maintain their integrity all through school, coming out with the best of grades, better than those people that follow shortcut, that went to bribe, that went to do all manner of things to pass the exam. That's where the integrity starts from. Then when you graduate, you want to look for a job. That person that cheated in the examination, thinking he was trying to do what everybody in society is doing. I heard their parents who pay for a special center for their children, people who pay people to allow their children to pass. Who pays for you at interview? You come out with the certificate that you cannot defend, and now begin to say, oh, the country is finished, there is no job anywhere. I am an employer of labor, and I know that we're always recruiting, and I know friends that are recruiting. I know banks, a bank that told me that it's so scarce to get staff now, staff of banks. That banks are looking, in our own time, to work in the bank is like you're in heaven. Today, banks are looking for staff they can't even get.
Wow.
Because a lot of people, young people, are running away. And you recruit people in 3-4 months, they have all resigned, they have left the country. It's a challenge to most organizations. But the people that are left behind, you have a lot of unemployable people because of the pursuit of shortcuts. So when you pursue shortcut, you cut your life short, you cut your career short, you cut your progress short. Everything about you is shortened through the pursuit of shortcut. There's nothing wrong with Nigeria. I keep saying it. That we are the same human being as the human beings you find anywhere in the world. The system that you find here that you think that it is not possible to survive here, it is a mindset, a system that we created for ourselves, and we believe that if I don't practice crookedness, I cannot come out. It is not true.
Okay.
A lot of people still maintain their integrity, carry themselves, and they say true. It is those people that are expecting you to follow shortcut, to do some compromises, that at the end of the day, they will come and envy you and say, oh, you did this right and it is paying you off. Stick to what you believe, your belief system, and you'll find that at the end of the day, you'll be the person to be envied. And that's the truth.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah. So, sir, let me quickly ask a personal question, especially around your business and all. So, doing business in Nigeria, there are a lot of approvals that you have to get.
Yes.
Your business comprises of buildings and other things. So, and I know about how you have to get approvals for different things.
Yeah.
How do you navigate without delaying on your project because someone is demanding for something that you are not willing to give? How do you manage? How do you sustain your business in this kind of?
It may take you a longer time. Once you open yourself to bribery, you open yourself as an ATM for the bribe seekers. But when they see that they can't get it out of you, after a while, you find that nobody even asks you. They will just say he's a useless man. Do your job and let him.
But sometimes it frustrates what you're doing.
They will try to frustrate.
Okay.
But they can't succeed in frustrating you if you have your mind focused on what you want to do. I put my file there. If other people are filing, maybe you put 3 documents and add bribe. They will say you're okay. And I'm asked to go and bring 6 documents. I'll go look for the 6 and give you. So what will you do after I collect the 6?
Mm-hmm.
You look for document number 7, I'll give you.
Mm.
Those documents they are asking for, they are even in your own best interest. Like when we are building, they tell you, you test your concrete. We test concrete with the Lagos State Government at Ojodu. That is the requirement of Lagos State Government. We also do testing in UNILAG for our own safety. So it's a building we are going to use, public building that you are doing. Somebody say test every concrete, make sure it's good enough, and get engineering report that your concrete is good enough to carry your building, that it will not collapse. Is that not in my own interest?
Yes,
why will I bribe you to mix sand and call it concrete?
Mm.
The day it will collapse, is it the civil servant that will be inside? I am there with my workers. So I will do everything. I don't do a single test. I test the Ojodu testing with the Lagos State Government. I do UNILAG testing to be doubly sure.
So the path of integrity might be difficult, but it is also...
It pays off.
It pays off.
Yes.
Let's move on to the next question. So the popular saying is, and I know you quoted it several times on the cast, like, integrity is doing the right thing when there's no one around.
Yes.
I like you to talk about this, especially relating it to morality, relating it to anything ethical that we have to do at workplace, you know.
So you find somebody you think is a holy person, and it's holy when somebody is watching, like a teenage child in the secondary school or early stages of the university. You are holy before everybody, but you are playing around at night. Nobody's watching. When you get pregnant and drop out of school, will people see it that you have dropped out of school?
Yes.
So who is the loser? So a deceiver, first of all, deceives himself. Once you lose integrity, you are the first victim of your lack of integrity. You lose before any other person. I say, when you follow shortcut, I use the example of people who mix sand and call it concrete to build their own house. You are not building government house. You are not building for civil service. You are building your own house. And you'll be inside with your family. And if you build for tenants, your tenants are there, the building comes down. Who dies? Who goes to jail? Who forfeits the building? In Lagos, once your building collapses, you forfeit the land to the government. So what have you gained? It does not have to be somebody is watching before I will do the right thing. It pays you as a person to make sure you are on the right side of life. You can't, Peter Tosh, he said you can fool one person one time. You can't fool all the people all the time. When you are selling something, and you are selling something that is of poor quality, poor standards, you can cheat the people for a while. But that your business is not sustainable. The rumor mills of that his product doesn't last so. They don't need television to announce it. It will go around. Word of mouth demarketing. That's the marketing of the product. The product doesn't last. You find that everybody abandon you. And you produce, you are not able to sell. That's the end of that industry. So I have not seen where somebody who has no integrity, you play it and you fool everybody continually, except in politics, because we give ourselves to be fooled. In normal living, because the life, political life is not a normal life. It's not normal. Because people behave like chicken, that even if you tear their feathers off, once you put corn on the ground, they are ready to follow. That's what human beings turn themselves into when it comes to loyalty to political party and politicians. You see what is wrong and you follow. But in normal life, what we are discussing is not politics, but the life of the youth, the life of the individual that is desirous of moving from point A to point B. You want to rise in the ladder of life. What are those things you need to put in place? It is in your best interest to do the right thing, whether somebody is watching or nobody is watching.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
So, speaking about how to make our society a better place, now this is coming. How do we transfer? We are learning now.
Yes.
How do we transfer this knowledge? How do we make it such that we can look back and now say, oh, we have come from a long way, but we are thankful for where we are now?
There is no collective righteousness. Every man will give account of himself. So we start as individuals. I don't care what any other person is doing. I worked on a farm in my career path. I was legal advisor to a farm. Somebody will steal egg and call it smartness. Somebody will steal chicken and call it smartness. I worked there for 19 years and came out. I learned so much from there because my employer is my mentor. I want to follow his path in whatever he's doing. If you go there and all you know how to do is to steal egg, when you retire, go and steal egg again. That's all you have learned. How to steal egg without being caught. How to steal chicken without being caught. At the end of the day, you find that you amount to nothing once you leave that job. And it happened, it's not only in that career path, but anywhere. If you don't give yourself to learning, I tell people, you don't take up a job. You remember when we were talking about the reason why men work? Earning is one of the least reasons for taking up a job. Take up a job because of learning. So what you learn from there will stay with you. When the earning would have faded away, what you learned will sustain you. And today, I live on the lessons that I learned, not on what I earned, because I started on a salary of 910 naira a month, and I retired on a salary of 130,000 naira a month. That was my last salary. But it is not the salary that has kept me going. It's not my pension that has kept me going. My pension is 4,800 naira. But what I learned, you cannot take away from me. And it will carry me through life and even sustain my generation.
Thank you, sir. So, integrity begins with us. We must take responsibility for ourselves.
For society to be good, we don't wait for everybody to be good. I'm not waiting for the next person. So, if you work in a place where people are taking bribe and you refuse to take bribe, learn those things that you can do. There was no time in my career path that I did not have a secondary source of income. There are things you can do in your 1 hour, 2 hours outside of the normal work life that will help you to earn something. Some people have mentioned, some people form tutorial classes to teach people. You don't have to be a teacher in one secondary school or primary school before you have people that you are coaching classes, and you make money out of it. Some other forms, there are so many forms of investment that you can invest. If you are buying shares, what does it take from you? Does it take you time?
No, it doesn't.
To buy shares. You find when did Fidelity finish their public offer? At 9 naira. This year, it's 14 naira.
Wow.
It has grown 50%.
Wow.
So, those are investments that can increase you. Why should I go and take bribe if I can put money in one stock and in about 5-6 months, I'm talking of 50% growth? The person taking bribe, that's all that he knows. That's what life has no vacuum. Once you devote yourself that it is this bribe of a thing that I'm going to survive on, your head cannot even check stock market. The mutual fund is running presently at 20%. Mutual fund, Naira mutual fund. So even if we put 10,000 Naira, it's running as it's fixed deposit that they tell you the higher your investment, the higher the interest. The mutual fund is not discriminatory. You are paying that much.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. That was so clear. Okay, sir. So we just talked about facing challenges when you're trying to uphold the standard of integrity.
Yeah.
How do you keep your focus? How do you keep the energy that you have started something with when in the face of challenges and situations? How do you maintain your focus? How do you persevere such that your eyes remain on the goal and you're able to look away from the obstacles just to achieve that goal?
Yeah, you know, I mentioned that obstacles are those things that you see when your eyes are removed from your goal. Your goal will not allow you to see obstacles. You enter school, 100 level. What you are looking at is yourself as a graduate. That's what's important to you.
Okay.
It is not how tough one particular subject is. Whether the subject is tough or not, that desire to graduate is what is driving you. So this course is difficult. I will surmount it. You will pass it. You know, when we read the Bible, we hear Daniel proposed in his heart. A lot of people take it as one spiritual realm. No. Daniel was a determined person.
Basic determination.
Yes, his determination. Daniel determined in his heart. That's all that that scripture is saying. And can you determine in your heart that this is what I want? What was Daniel looking at? The end goal. This is what I want to achieve. What was Joseph looking at? He saw his parents, his brothers, his sister, everybody bowing before him. So one day I will sit on where people will bow before me. Prison did not deter him. The offer of the master's wife was not an attraction. He had a goal in mind. And the same thing, when you remove, if that, Joseph would have said, well, it's like this, my dream is far-fetched. But thank God, this offer, I'll be getting plenty food at home. Once you are sleeping with your master's wife, you will not eat without as a slave anymore.
Yes.
It will serve you as the king.
The chief
king.
Slave.
Yes. He won't even be a slave anymore.
Okay.
So nobody will call him slave. Once he gets the master's wife, he has the house. He will be served as a master. The type of plate, you will not eat with a plastic plate anymore. You don't serve a man that is sleeping with you with plastic plate. He will put the best of plates, the best of everything for him. But he had something in mind that is higher than any of those things. And when we endure, we persevere, we surmount obstacles, you find that at the end of the day, Joseph was not waiting for somebody to give him food in a breakable plate in ceramics. He was the one determining which plate people used to eat. And whether they even get food or not across nations.
Across nations.
Yes, that is the reward. Those are examples to tell you what happens to those who wait. Just like people today, you study Okonjo-Iweala. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala is a woman like any other woman that grew up. Some of his mates got pregnant in secondary school. And they dropped out. But she waited.
She waited.
Is she a mother today?
She is.
Yes. So the fact that you waited does not mean that you will not get, if she want to get more children than those who started rearing children as teenagers, you will get more children than them. It's just a function of waiting.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. And I like this example of Joseph, particularly that you made reference to. But, sir, I still want you to give a word to people who, you know, sometimes when you are waiting, you know that your waiting is for just a number of years. Let me endure. Like, for a student, for instance, you know that maximum of 4 years, 5 years, I'm done with this waiting process. But there's another level of waiting. the time frame is not known, and then it's looking like it is so indefinite, and that is where people actually give up, right? So I want you to please throw more light and then encourage people, just like Joseph. You see, Joseph's waiting, to be honest, the time frame was not known, and it was quite discouraging. So I want you to please throw more light to encourage somebody who thinks that I've been waiting forever and I'm getting tired.
I think when we treated this topic, I analyzed Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. You see, winners don't quit, and quitters don't win. Most of the people that give up are just an inch away from their sources.
Mm.
So if you see it, maybe if I just put the little extra, when you say somebody is an extraordinary person, is a normal human being that just added the extra.
The extra.
That's all that it takes to be an extraordinary person. Nobody was born extraordinary.
Mm.
It's just somebody that choose to do the extra when the ordinary people are giving up.
Mm. Mm. Thank you so much, sir. Mm. So people usually give up when they are closest to the breakthrough.
That's why he said that the darkest part of night is shortly before dawn.
The dawn.
So don't give up. The dawn is coming.
Mm.
The light is fast approaching.
Mm. Hold on. Hmm. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Okay, sir. So would you say that your being able to persevere has in a way affected your work ethics? It has helped you to serve better everywhere you needed to?
That's true. Perseverance will help anybody because nothing good comes easy. Like he said, if it's too good to be true, it surely is too good to be true, and it's not likely to be true. So when you see anything, that's why I said, if you see somebody fall for MMM or this Ponzi scheme, I don't sympathize with them. It's only people looking for quick fix that fall into such schemes.
Mm.
It's not something, I don't see how that thing convinces any human being. You want to make money 20% every month.
Mm.
If you collect my money and you pay me 20% a month, why not go to bank to borrow, even as we are crying that interest rate is 36% per annum? That's it, 3% a month.
Mm.
So why do you need my own?
Mm.
If you have a business that is lawful, that is good, that can give that kind of money, you can collect money from bank,
and
execute it.
Mm.
Those are licensed lenders that can fund any business if you can convince them what you want to do.
Mm.
Don't come secretly to me and say, bring your money, I'll give you 20%. No, it does not work that way.
Mm.
So when you can endure hardship, because people think it's hard, that is the only way. You see the man that built the refinery, that's proper definition of enduring hardship. Used 3 years to negotiate land with one state governor that eventually chased you away from his state after you have borrowed money, foreign loan, and the money has reached Nigeria and interest is running on it. So when we are talking of perseverance, you see, today we are celebrating a man has commissioned the biggest refinery, whether in Africa or in the world, in Nigeria. How did he get there? This man used 3 years to negotiate land in Ogun State after he had borrowed foreign loan, brought the money to Nigeria, put in GTB, earning zero interest in GTB, and was paying interest to the lenders.
Mm.
He did not give up on the refinery. Mm. He came to Lagos, resumed negotiation for land for another 1.5 years before you start clearing the land that he was given. No vehicle can go there. No ship can go there. He started with building a port and reclaiming the land. Before, we just hear, oh, refinery. Every youth you speak to today want to be the owner of refinery. But the path to it, if you meet such obstacles, will you wait?
Mm.
He waited. Why are we discussing this? You have people ahead of you who waited that you can look at and know what those who persevered benefited, what become of those who waited, and what has become of those who followed, who could not wait, those who gave up too soon. And you find many of them, people who could have been billionaires, are there begging, please send me 10,000. Because they could not wait.
On your final note, I want to ask, please, sir, have you been faced with situations where you needed to take a decision and it was a tough situation? What informed the quality of decision that you had to take, and how did you escape from such tough times, tough situations?
Thank you. This is another question that I will tell you is an everyday thing. Decision making, there was in one of the podcasts where I said, a man is the sum total of the decisions that he has made. The number of decisions you make, conscious decisions you make per day, then per week, per year, and over a lifetime, it informs who you are. If you follow the easy path, which one is easy to handle as a way of making decisions, that's what sends people into shortcut. You don't make your decision on the basis of what is easy. You make your decision on the basis of outcomes.
Overall benefit.
Yes, a focus on the outcome.
Outcome.
What will this thing be by the time we are through with it? The impact on human beings, not just personal benefit. It may, if you use personal benefit to take a decision, you make a lot of wrong decisions. What will be the impact on humanity? What will be the impact on society? Will it be better for a lot of people that I will come across with? Like, I gave an example of somebody who was deceiving himself. We were pursued to go and read.
Yes, I remember.
And
that.
He went there and was deceiving himself, thinking he was deceiving his father. His father had lived his life and gone. The last time I saw him, he was a security guard at a factory.
Oh.
I am operating as a business owner because of the knowledge that I choose. It was so easy to just pretend that you are reading when your parents are not even aware whether you read or you don't read because they are illiterate. But they wanted you to read because they wanted something better for you. But you choose to deceive yourself thinking that you are deceiving them. It's a decision that you have made. And the painful part of that decision is that his children are inheriting the consequences of his decision.
His decision.
Because as a security man in a factory, his children cannot attend the type of school that my children are attending. His children cannot visit the countries that my children are visiting. Not because those children committed any offense. They are harvesting from what they... So when you are making a decision, know that you are carrying generations with you. And those children that he has robbed of education, he's not in a position to sponsor children in secondary school. So he has given birth to illiterate children. And my own children are growing. They can send their children to Harvard. They can send their children to Oxford. Because of that. So every decision, when you want to make a decision, don't be short-sighted. I think that's where...
Focus on the long-term benefits, the outcome.
Life is not about you. It goes beyond,
beyond you and your immediate situation.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Thank you so much for coming once again.
Thank
I think this
so
is
much.
Where we'll draw the curtain for today. And we celebrate all our audience who has subscribed to our channel. And we encourage every other person, if you have not subscribed before now, please subscribe. Like our channel and our videos. And do share it to people within your circle of influence. God bless you.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for more exciting episodes ahead. We appreciate your support and can't wait to share more insights with you soon.